Now I'm joined on the line by Marie Riley from irishjobs.ie to tell us about current vacancies in the job place locally. Good afternoon, Marie. How you doing?
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Never better, thanks. So what have you got for us today? You're very welcome, by the way. Thanks for joining us.
No, not at all. Well, the first thing I have to tell you about today, it should be, I think, of interest to a lot of people. And it's actually taking place tomorrow. It's a recruitment open day. So it is for Emirates Airline, and they're looking for cabin crew. Now, they're holding a recruitment open day in the Dublin Hilton. So you can kind of come along and have a chat with them about their cabin crew jobs. Now, in terms of specification, they're looking for people who are at least 21 years old and educated. You don't necessarily have to have a degree, but you do have to have your leaving cert. Now, the interesting thing about this job is that you must have one of the things they're very clear about is you must have an arm reach of at least 212 centimetres, and that's because that you need to be able to reach the emergency equipment on the airline. So it's the kind of thing you don't see in many job descriptions, but that's one thing they're very specific about. So that's a cabin crew recruitment open day that's happening tomorrow in Dublin at the Dublin Hilton, and that's for Emirates. So the next job is for a shift foreman, and that's for TNT in Tala. And they're looking for somebody with forklift driving experience. They tell us that would be an advantage. And previous experience in a similar role would also kind of help you along there with that application. The next role is with a company called Icon Clinical Research Limited, and they're based in Leopardstown. And they're looking for a data science manager. So obviously a degree in kind of an analytical discipline would be essential for that job. And they're looking for somebody with proficiency in SQL and areas like that. So that's a data science manager. Moving back across the city now into Clonskee, and this is a job with First Data, and it's for a junior client relationship manager. So you'd need to have maybe 2 to 3 years experience in client services, and preferably in corporate level client support. So if that's the kind of, if that's your background, then you should have a look at that job with First Data. The next one, a kind of interesting one, this one is with Keelings, who we all know are the fruit and vegetable people, and it's for a technical assistant, but specialising in flowers. Now, this is out in St. Margaret's, and you need to have QA experience or technical experience in fresh food or fresh produce to kind of apply for that job. So that's kind of an interesting job there with Keelings. The next role I have to tell you about is a catering assistant, and that's with Catherine Macaulay House. And that's they're looking for somebody with previous experience as a catering assistant. That would be an advantage, and also having safe food handling course qualifications. Our next role is in Baggot Street, so right in the city centre, and it's with Phoenix Magazine, and they're looking for an administrator. So they want somebody with very strong computer skills, and they're looking for somebody with previous experience in print production. And I'd say that would be an advantage. So if you have that background, then that might be a job for you to have a look at. And the final job today is, again, in the city centre. It's in Molesworth Street, and it's for a receptionist. And that's for a company called Maple FS, and they're a global services provider. Now, they're looking for a university graduate, and they're looking for somebody who's about 2 years' experience in reception or in a similar office environment. So a big range of jobs there, I think, on offer today. But in particular, I draw people's attention to that open day, which is happening tomorrow. So you need to be fairly quick off the mark if that's something you'd be interested in attending.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Marie. The open day tomorrow for the cabin crew, United Arab Emirates.
It's Emirates Airline.
Yeah.
You know what, Johnny, it's a great role because it's tax-free salary, travelling the world. I mean, I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Whereabouts is the open day being held?
Where it's exactly? in the Dublin Hilton.
In the Hilton. Okay.
Yeah. I would log on to irishjobs.ie and have a look at the Emirates company profile, and you'll find all the details there of what's required. As I said, you know, that you must be at least 21 years of age. They want you to come along with your CV and some photographs as well. And there is that specific thing about the kind of arm reach, just because of kind of being able to reach equipment on the airplanes as well.
Okay. And what about the travel and tourism course? It's not even defined as necessary.
No, I think they're looking for people who I think if you have a background in customer service, if you're interested in travel, if you're interested in working with people from different cultures, I think it's more about outlook and personality, to be honest with you. But obviously they're looking for people with a particular, you know, skill set. So as I said, if you come to irishjobs.ie, search for Emirates on the site, then you'll find details of the open day and you can kind of take it from there.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great, Marie. The catering assistant, Catherine Macaulay House, that's actually in Beaumont, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And they've been trying to fill that role for quite a while, in fact. Almost 2 months now they've been looking for somebody.
Yeah, the job market is kind of is very competitive at the moment. So kind of recruiters are advertising for, you know, for lots of different roles. So yeah.
Okay, right. The Phoenix Magazine administrator, strong computer skills. That sounds like a good one, and not too much experience or qualifications.
Well, they are looking for someone with strong computer skills in kind of Mac and kind of in Microsoft Word. But they're looking for someone with previous experience in print production. So you would need to have some. But they're saying it's an advantage. So I think they'd be keen to see somebody with a background in print for that role. So some experience would be necessary.
All right. And finally, the city centre one in Molesworth Street, receptionist.
Yeah, the receptionist. You couldn't get more central than that, really, could you?
You couldn't, but they're looking for a uni grad with 2 years' experience as well. Is that not asking for too much?
No, I don't think so. It's a, you know, 2 years' experience in reception or a similar office admin role. So I think there's a variety. It's an operations administrator / receptionist. So obviously, you know, the job spec is quite varied. So I think it sounds like an interesting opening for somebody, you know, interested in working in that kind of environment.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood. So if somebody has 2 years' experience but they're not a uni grad, that's okay. It's one or the other, isn't it?
No, they're looking for university grad and have at least 2 years' experience. So it's both. They're looking for both.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Marie, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
No, I think that's it. I think there's a good spread of jobs for you this week, Johnny.
Yes, absolutely. They all sound very good. And lots of local ones as well, which is really right up our street here. Okay. Marie, thank you very much for joining us. And all the best. Take care and hope we talk again.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Bye now.
You're most welcome. All the best. Take care. Now, that was Marie Riley from irishjobs.ie telling us about current vacancies in the job place locally.